That is amazing. This machine is really marvelous.
You see, officer? Those antennas on the roof let us send songs anywhere. And we help kids to do the right things. Schnucky, what are you doing?
I'm pulling out the plug, Dr. Needles. The officer said before we have to turn everything off.
Not so fast, young man. What you're doing here is just wonderful. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let you keep these machines going. And if anybody gives you any trouble, you just let me know about it. Goodbye now, and keep up the good work.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, officer. Thank you.
Doc! Hey, Doc! Did you hear me?
I can hear you, Dizzy. What's up?
Doc, what's that?
What's what?
What's that red and black thing I see out the window?
I don't know. What does it look like?
It's too far away. I can't see it clearly, but I think it's coming towards me.
Dizzy, don't worry. It's probably just a shooting star or a comet.
Okay, Doc. Whatever you say. I just thought I'd let you know. Over and out.
Needles alert. Needles alert.
Snooki, quick. We have work to do. What do you see on the screen?
It looks like a mailman with a big package walking up to somebody's front door.
The computer says that house belongs to the Fremel family in Flatbush. Schnooki, turn up the sound.
I got a package here for Chaya and Leah Fremel.
Chaya, Leah, there's a package for you. I think it's your Hanukkah present from Bubby and Zadie in Miami.
Oh, boy, let me open it, Mommy. It's so big. Wow, it's beautiful. What is it?
It's a computer, children, and you can learn all kinds of things with it. You can even play games with it.
Can we play with it now? Please? Please?
Okay, but remember what you promised Bubby and Zadie, that you would both share and play nicely together.
We will. We promise.
Have fun, kids. I'm going to the kitchen to make supper.
Wow! Look at all these different games. Let's play this number game, Leia.
No, Chaya. Let's do this spelling game. It's much more fun.
Yuck! I don't like spelling. I want to play with the number game.
Why does it always have to be what you want?
It is not. Yesterday, you played the Simcha machine on the tape recorder all day long. And I wanted to listen to Uncle Moishi.
Yeah, but the other day, you drank the last can of soda in the fridge, and you knew I wanted some. You always get what you want.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Mommy!
What's the problem?
Mommy, Chaya won't let me play with the spelling game.
Mommy, Leia's trying to tell me what to do. She never lets me play with what I want.
I can't believe it. You just got this present and already you're fighting over it. Okay, that's it. I'm turning off the computer. Both of you go to your rooms.
Oh, Mommy!
Not another word. Go to your own rooms right now.
Boy, Dr. Meadows, Chaya and Leia just can't seem to get along.
That's right, Schnooki. Kids are not supposed to argue and fight like that. We better play them the Sholem tape.
Here it is, Dr. Meadows.
Okay, let's play the tape into both of their bedrooms.
What a terrible thing, what a terrible sight. When people just argue and bicker and fight, they cry and they kvetch, they holler and shout. That just isn't what the Torah's about. Shalom is peace, and shalom's the way. Arayv Shalom seeks peace every day. He always is quick to forget and forgive. And that's how Hashem wants us to live. So try to be smart and try to be wise. There's always a way you can compromise. You won't have to lose and you won't have to win. With Shalom, your problems will never begin. Shalom is peace, and Shalom's the way. Arahai Dev Shalom seeks peace every day. He always is quick to forget and forgive. And that's how Hashem wants us to live.
Shalom.